To talk more about prospects for the Palestinian Authority under Hamas leadership, we turn to Robert Malley of the International Crisis Group, which has just produced a study called Enter Hamas, an in-depth look at the group's entry into mainstream politics. And he's on the line from Jerusalem. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hamas has already local offices in its control. Let's look at their track record. What kinds of services have they been able to provide for their constituents?
Well, they've had a track record first as a non-governmental, non-municipal governmental organization, and has been able to provide social services through charities, through mosques, through other means. They have now, for the past few months, have a record as managers of municipalities. They've been elected in large numbers in municipal offices. And the record, as far as we could tell, is one of pragmatism. They've been able to provide some services, and they've continued to deal, when necessary, with Israeli officials when it came to sewage lines that were both in Palestinian and Israeli towns, or with electricity, or with other issues that affected both communities.
Well, let's look, though, at where they've fallen short in keeping their promises. What sort of things has Hamas not been able to deliver in office?
Well, several things. Number one, because this dire financial situation, which all municipalities across the Palestinian territories face, they've not been able to improve standards of living in the way they had promised they would do. They haven't been able to obviously affect the physical restrictions that any Palestinian faces because of the closures and because of the state of relations with Israel. And in some cases, although more limited than some may have feared, they have imposed moral, social, cultural restrictions which derive from their Islamist outlook, and those have been, to the extent they've happened, they've been extremely of great concern to Palestinians living in those municipalities, though, as I say, that's not been a pattern that one could recognize throughout the municipalities.
Unemployment is terribly high in the territories. Hamas hasn't really been able to provide jobs so far.
No, and again, they face perhaps a worse financial situation than other municipalities because the donor community, the Europeans, the Americans, and others, and the Palestinian Authority have been less than willing to share equally in resources. So you already face a budget crunch. You add to that the fact that external donors don't want to give you as much money, and the Palestinian Authority, which until recently was in Fatah's hands, did not want to give them much money either. It has made it difficult for them to live up to their promises that life would be significantly better under Hamas leadership. What we're hearing from Palestinians as we prepared this report, where they were complaining to some extent that Hamas had not been able to radically transform their standard of living, but they say if we have to choose between somebody who's inefficient and somebody who's inefficient and a crook, we'll choose the one who's inefficient.
But in a way, you would have to say that it's Hamas's own fault if the donor community is not giving to them or investment is not being made in areas that they control. This is a group that has deployed suicide bombers. It has called for the destruction of Israel. That's quite a problem for them, is it not? Because their political position is preventing them from getting to their people what their people need most.
They're going to have to make trade-offs between ideological purity and political pragmatism. They have already made some concessions, and now they may have to do more because it's not just municipal funding that's at stake. It's the existence of the Palestinian Authority, because if tomorrow the United States and Europe decided they were no longer going to fund the Palestinian Authority, they would no longer be a Palestinian Authority to fund.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Robert Malley served on the National Security Council under President Clinton. He's now with the International Crisis Group. We spoke to him in Jerusalem.